Welcome to Adjust Your Shorts on the All of This is Temporary Network with your host Ray Stone as we go over the daily news as only I see it. So one thing I like to try to do is keep up on the daily news, and I know a lot of people out there don't have time to read it and keep up themselves, so I want to start doing a little briefing on what I see in the news and what I think it means. And here's how I get my news. Well, I Google it. Because that can't be skewed or altered or, you know, trying to steer you in a direction. No, I'm kidding. I do Google the news, which gives you all the news networks and the major headlines and kind of keeps you abreast on the daily stuff. Then I look at The Guardian, which used to be a very independent news periodical, but now it is, you know, it clearly has a tilt to it. And also I like to look at the BBC News just to see what's going on. And we'll go over things from Reuters, NBC, ABC, CBC, BBC. I still love that it's called the BBC. So here we go. Top news stories. Here are the headlines from Reuters. U.S. and Ukraine hold talks in Saudi Arabia after major drone attack on Russia. ABC, what we still don't know about COVID 5 years after the WHO declared a worldwide pandemic. BBC, Black Lives Matter. Well, that's apt. BBC and Black Lives Matter linked all up. Mohammed Khalil's arrest raises legal questions around deporting legal permanent citizens with green cards. Greenland caught in a love triangle. And a major storm is threatening the United States. So, starting up top, the U.S. and Ukraine. Last night, apparently, the Ukrainian military launched its largest ever drone attack and struck the Moscow region, quote-unquote, of Russia the day before they are set to hold talks with the United States in Saudi Arabia to discuss potential peace in the region. Now, my takeaway is, that's an insane way to start a peace talk. What everyone talks about is that in order to create a peace talk, you have to be speaking from a strong vantage point. Now, everybody knows Russia is absolutely trouncing the Ukraine, and without military support from outside of the Ukrainian borders, they would absolutely be dissolved. Something that I think would really whip the Europeans into action is if Ukraine just said, you know what, actually, we surrender. You can have it, Russia. Go ahead. We're yours now. What do you think the world would do then? That would get the world involved. But I don't think anybody really wants World War III. The fun part about the takeaway from the drone strike is it was, quote, the largest drone strike. But it didn't actually hit anything but civilian stuff. So, cool. Idiots. What we still don't know about COVID 5 years after the WHO declared a worldwide pandemic. Well, here's one thing we do know. In an article from the publication science.org, here's an article published in December 3rd of 2024. That's the last year for those of you keeping up. House panel concludes that COVID-19 pandemic came from a lab leak. So, where we might not know many things about it, we do know everything about it. So, that's a tough pill to swallow. I don't know what to tell you. The mask thing was hilarious. I fought so many people on the mask thing. I caved in because of little old ladies looking at me with fear in their eyes in the grocery store, which, actually, looking back, I should have embraced that. But, you know, if you could see a thermal image of you exhaling inside of one of those masks, it just goes out by your ears. I mean, it's not. Okay, moving on. Black Lives Matter, the street in D.C., which is painted Black Lives Matter, I guess is being painted over, which, you know, unless you're going to rename the street the Black Lives Matter Street, I suppose at some point, you know, you gotta paint over the paint. Although I do believe Black Lives Matter, I also do believe all lives matter. I believe them both. I believe blue lives matter. I believe turtle lives. I believe absolutely. I still don't understand why it became like a fighting point, a point of contention to, well, I mean, I guess I do get it, because it's like we're trying to take away from Black Lives Matter by saying all lives matter. But I mean, where's the movement that says Chinese lives matter? You know, maybe, I guess, you know what, maybe there isn't one, because we all know they don't. Okay. A guy's being deported. Yeah, I don't really care about that. Oh, here's one. Here's the fun one. Greenland caught in a love triangle between the United States, Denmark, and independence. The key takeaways from this article are Greenland today is going to the polls, well, going to the ballot box. They are voting on whether or not they want to remain in Denmark. And I guess they do this vote regularly, or whether they want to become independent from Denmark, which doesn't necessarily mean that the United States moves in and swoops in and picks it up. But here's what I learned. Denmark provides a blank check to Greenland every year to the tune of $500 million, $500 million, which, I mean, that's not a lot of money when you consider how many billions we've sent, you know, just a comparison, approximately total spend on the Ukraine war between the U.S. and Europe, not including Ukraine, is somewhere in the neighborhood of $400 billion. So $500 million isn't a lot of money, and Greenland is set to decide whether or not that's enough for them to stay under the rule of the Denmark king. Now, a side note on that, $500 million is roughly half of Greenland's GDP, gross domestic product, meaning they don't make a lot of money. But here's what I'm thinking. In the news, they keep, something that I notice in the news is they'll try to use keywords to, they'll start throwing it out, and then other people will start using it. I know you've noticed this too. If you haven't, you will now. But like when one person says one thing, a couple of years ago in pop culture, everything was scorched earth. If you remember, scorched earth was everywhere. And it's like, what are they trying to get us to think? Because I do think that there are certain mind control devices, mnemonic devices that you can use. Ooh, demonic and mnemonic are so close together. But to basically sort of start to tilt a society or a culture. And in this case, they're calling Greenland the island, or that island. Well, here's a funny thing. Greenland is approximately the size of Africa. By all rights, it should be a continent, but they're just calling it the island. Like, oh yeah, you know, that little tiny island. No, Utilla is an island. The British Virgin Islands are islands. Those are specks in the middle of a vast ocean. If you filled up Greenland with water, it would be the size of its own ocean. This is ridiculous. But here's the other takeaway. Trump is a real estate guy. Something that we are fond of saying in the world is the one thing they're not making any more of is land. Well, maybe Trump is seeing a little further down the road than the rest of us. If you melt the ice on Greenland, I bet you there's a lot of land underneath that ice. It's probably not about minerals. I mean, technically minerals are land, so it's all about all of that stuff. But I just love that, you know, that's kind of the, that's how they're spinning it. Oh, that island, that little tiny island up there. It doesn't really matter or anything like that. Don't look at it, but we're going to buy that shit. I wonder if we do get Greenland out of this. It is entirely possible. Lastly, we've got a big old winter storm coming. I mean, I'm stoked for it, for one. I had my first day of snowboarding the other day up at Snow Bowl. It was amazing. Don't go. You won't like it. It's going to hurt you. You shouldn't go. Leave the snow for those of us who are good at it. Just don't bother. Okay, let's check out the New York Times. The New York Times is clearly a very slanted effort at trying to tell people what to think. That the news, it became, at some point it turned away from, hey, we're going to deliver to you these stories and then you decide what you think about them. And it became, we're going to tell you what to think and how to think, and we're going to feed you stories that prop up this narrative. Melody, the lovely Melody Gates, told me this morning as we were sipping coffee that she received in her newsletter that men were lazy. Oh, that's funny. Her newsletter was about the pandemic too. And that one of the takeaways from the pandemic was that men are lazy. And that's something that the New York Times really wants you to think, is that men are lazy. Well, I got news for you, ladies. Guess who built all this shit? I don't see a lot of hard hats on you broads out there swinging hammers and banging your fingers and cutting your hand off and staying at work. I mean, can't we just be different? Yeah, women nest. When you're told to stay at home, I'm not going to start cleaning up. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you could put me in a cave and I won't feel the need to go get art for the walls. I'll just be like, I wonder if I hit these rocks together hard enough, can I make a chisel to make a bigger room in this cave? Unbelievable. All right, so here are the main headlines in the New York Times. Main headlines are Ukraine targets Moscow. Yeah, we already went over that. Gulfs remain as Ukraine and U.S. meet. Oh, right. Yeah, so essentially, we still don't have an agreement because I don't think Trump doesn't want to be friends with Russia. I mean, if you go back to World War II, we fought alongside the Russians to end World War II. We and Russia waited the longest to join the war. And then they were so relieved to see us. And we look very similar to each other, by the way, on the battlefield, just tall white people with guns. And then the minute the war ended, we drew lines in the sand and pointed our guns at each other. Brilliant. All right, here we go. Rubio seeks ceasefire in Ukraine. Yeah, we get it. Markets are steadier after trade war rattles investors. Okay, yeah, we got China and clapping back at Trump. Trump clapping back at the clapback. Here we go. Trump promised Americans booming wealth. His language is changing. Yeah, I definitely think that Donald Trump has some good ideas. I think he's really shaking things up. I am happy that he's doing it. I'm not a huge fan of the Trumpster, but I am a huge fan of shakeup. I am also happy to see that he's not hell-bent on shaking it so hard that he breaks it. I think that in order to make changes, you're going to have to break some stuff, but don't break the whole thing, because I do like living the way that we live, and unfortunately, that means not everybody gets everything that they want. Okay, moving on. Among the U.S., Jews, a schism over Israel. I don't care about all this stuff. All right, well, so that's that. Let's cruise over to The Guardian. The Guardian has a few headlines for U.S., but let's get to the world, because this is where the world comes into play here on The Guardian. Sierra Leone's immigration chief fired after footage showed him with fugitive drug lord. So, surprise, surprise, Sierra Leone, just like everywhere else, has corruption baked in at the top level. Mother of teenage bride in South Sudan comes out of hiding to be with pregnant daughter. What? How is this news? Drone attacks killing hundreds of civilians across Africa. Well, let's check that out. Calls grow to control military use of unmanned aerial vehicles, which, despite claims of precise targeting, are claiming civilian lives. All right, so almost 1,000 citizens have been killed and hundreds more injured in military drone attacks. Do you see what I see here? There is a real bent in all news that it really wants you to be unhappy, or maybe it has learned that we love reading about this kind of stuff. I mean, how many times have I said killed and deaths already? It's only been 10 minutes I'm sitting here. All right, in the Americas, Trump raises Canadian steel and aluminum tariffs to 50% as the trade war escalates. By the way, the big reaction to that was Canada shutting off the United States whiskey supply to Canada. They're like, you're going to stop buying our steel? Well, we're going to stop buying your booze, I guess, because that's all we have. What does that tell you about the United States? That they're big, the way that they're fighting back against our tariffs is by not buying booze. Oh my gosh. Boy, that's actually scarier than almost everything I've read, meaning we don't we don't make anything else. Okay. Moving on to the BBC. A massive ship came out of the blue. Sailor recounts how North Sea collision unfolded. Okay, that kind of sounded like aliens. So I guess there's a big collision between ships in the sea. How do you crash into a ship in the ocean? I mean, that's like hitting another spaceship in space. The ocean is so huge. How did nobody... Oh, well, we didn't see them. Neither did our radar. Okay. Doctors warn women of risky sex drug urges. Here's something you didn't know. Risky sex and drugs could be dangerous to your health. All right. Patients prescribed drugs for movement disorders. Like bowel movement disorders? Oh, no, including restless leg syndrome, say doctors did not warn them about serious side effects that led them to seek out risky sexual behavior. Hold on. So you're telling me that the drug to keep your leg from moving around while you're sleeping is also going to make you want to go bang a bunch of randos? This sounds like a great drug. Warns women, and then it's like there should be a little parenthesis, but winks at men. Okay, cargo ship, Black Lives Matter. Trump says he will buy a Tesla after the stock dump. Wait, he's going to buy a Tesla or he's going to buy Tesla like stock? U.S. President Donald Trump said he will buy a brand new Tesla after shares in the electric car firm fell more than 15%. Yeah, that's not going to help. The guy who runs the show over there is busting up everything, and there are a lot of people who are not stoked on it. I, for one, am a Tesla fan and a Musk fan, and I think he is exactly the right guy to be breaking apart these insanely funded government agencies that we don't need. I think there are so many things going on that we don't need. I do think we need to keep the things that we do need. I do think that world assistance is important. I think that we play an important role on the global scale. But I also think that these government agencies and NGOs are hyperinflated, and there's no way of accounting. When you don't have accounting, so the most dangerous thing that I heard from his most recent interview on the Rogan podcast, the Musk Rogan interview just last week or the week before, talking about what he's been finding is that there aren't receipts for where the money goes. There are only, it shows you that it went out, but it doesn't say to whom and how much. I mean, this is ridiculous. I can't get away with that. You can't get away with that. Which brings me to another point. The government is working on avoiding a shutdown. They're trying to pass a stopgap bill right now to avoid a shutdown. I don't know if any of you notice when the government shuts down, but the only way I notice it is it's a little blurb on my news screen, and then that's it. So I got an idea. Since I don't know what the fuck you're doing there anyway, how about any day the government's not in operation, I don't have to pay my income taxes for that day. which would mean if I own a long-term investment and I want to sell, but I don't want to sell it because I don't want to pay 40% taxes or whatever the number happens to be for that particular investment based on the amount of time that I've owned that asset, how about on that day, I can sell that and not have to pay a dime because the government wasn't operating, you mafia fucks. Oh, all right. Well, tell us how you really feel. And that's how I really feel. Okay, well, that's pretty much it. We've gone over Google, the New York Times, the BBC, the ABC, the NBC, the CBC, so many BCBCs. And I'm going to let you go. Thanks for joining me. This has been fun. You can bring your briefs back down to a normal level and hide your junk. And join me tomorrow for another episode of Adjust Your Shorts. Bye.